USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House has just passed a Democratic resolution which moves the impeachment inquiry into a new phase that will be highlighted by open hearings rather than behind-closed-door depositions. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing the final vote to pass the resolution 232 to 196. Republicans still say Democrats are leading an unfair process. The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, says
at least a dozen witnesses have testified in Congress as part of the House's impeachment inquiry. The facts that are already in the public record are troubling and require further investigation.
A top U.S. general says the U.S. is now on alert for retribution attacks after the death last weekend of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in a U.S.-led military operation in Syria. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Swing and a miss, and a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books.
The final call from Charlie Slows at WJFK, the Fan in D.C.
The celebration is on. The Washington Nationals are the world champions.
The Nats winning their first World Series since moving to the district in 2005. They became the first team also to win four games on the road in a World Series. South Korean military officials say North Korea has fired at least two unidentified projectiles towards the Sea of Japan. Initial reports are they came down just outside Japan's exclusive economic zone. The U.S. and China now working to agree on a location to sign phase one of a trade deal. The two nations had planned to sign it next month in Chile when the two leaders would be attending the APEC trade summit, but the event was canceled yesterday because of ongoing civil unrest there. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Cuba Gooding Jr. due in a Manhattan courtroom in a little while to face new charges in his sexual misconduct case. Prosecutors say they've heard from at least a dozen additional women who now say the Academy Award winner either sexually harassed or touched them. He's denying all of the allegations. Sony says its online cable alternative PlayStation View is shutting down in January. Why? Well, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The company blames the move on the high cost of content and the difficulty of network deals. View was launched in 2015 as a cheaper version of cable or satellite TV. It was a test case for a TV alternative alongside Dish's Sling TV and later a slew of copycats from DirecTV, Google, Hulu, and others. But customer growth has slowed and even dropped from many of those services as prices rose and they added more channels. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And health experts say do not eat too much black licorice this Halloween. They point to an FDA alert that was issued a couple of years ago that found that black licorice can contain a chemical compound that can cause the body's potassium levels to fall rapidly, and that can be a problem for heart patients or those with high blood pressure. Yes, I'm in the club. And find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.